here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 27th of September, 2017. It was on this date, 1825, the first steam-powered passenger railway began service in England. Train went from Shildon to Stockton, preceded by a man on horseback carrying a banner that read Periculum Privatum Utilitas Publica, the private danger is the public good. About 600 people aboard, most of them riding in open coal cars, the dignitaries in a passenger coach. The inventor of the steam engine, George Stephenson, rode on the footplate. A brass band boarded the train at Yarm to complete the journey. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac's girlfriend, Joyce Johnson, born New York City, 1935. She wrote a book about it, Minor Characters, A Young Woman's Coming of Age in the Beat Orbit of Jack Kerouac. She wrote, artists are nourished more by each other than by fame or by the public. To give one's work to the world is an experience of peculiar emptiness. The work goes away from the artist into a void, like a message stuck into a bottle and flung into the sea. It's the birthday of Carrie Brownstein, born in Seattle, 1974, co-founder of the punk rock band Slater Kinney and co-developer of the comedy show Portlandia, of which she said, I live in a city where fleece is considered an appropriate fabric for any event. It was on this day in 1962 Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring was published. Many scientists had published work before her that questioned the widespread use of pesticides, including DDT, but Carson gathered these reports in one place and wrote a book that people enjoyed reading. The New Yorker serialized it in the summer of 1962. It came out. It was a huge bestseller. And Carson, though she was very ill from her cancer treatments, appeared on many TV shows to promote it. Chemical companies backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture were not fans of the book. They tried to sue Carson and her publisher, and the New Yorker spent $250,000 on a campaign calling her a hysterical woman and a communist. She died of breast cancer in April 1964, but she lived to see the book's commercial success, though not to see the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, or the Environmental Protection Agency, all of which came about due in some part to her book, Silent Spring. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, Flamingo Watching. Wherever the flamingo goes, she brings a city's worth of furbelows. She seems unnatural by nature, too vivid and peculiar a structure to be pretty, and flexible to the point of oddity. Perched on those legs, anything she does seems like an act, descending on her egg or draping her head along her back. She's too exact and sinuous to convince an audience she's serious. The natural elect, they think, would be less pink, less able to relax their necks, less flamboyant in general. They privately expect that it's some poorly jointed, bland, gray animal with mitts for hands whom God protects. The poem by Kay Ryan, Flamingo Watching, from her collection The Best Of It, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.